The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire is part of company founder Randy White's bucket list. He jokingly refers to Streetcar as a classic play that one should see before they kick the bucket. A classic of American theater it is. For some theatergoers, this will be a rich first exposure, but for many, either through a production or the film, this is a chance to add to and perhaps revise our first impressions. A lot has changed since 1947, and we bring radical changes in society and in our own perceptions to the theater in 2014. Upstairs in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium, as we look over Mark Frederick Smith's wonderfully detailed garden apartment, lighted by Jeffrey Salzberg, sound designer Mike Price brings the quarter alive with the noise of the trolley, the street peddlers, the music wafting in the always open windows as those ceiling fans fight the unequal battle with the hot, sticky weather. The very nervous Blanche Dubois, Carrie Lee Patterson, arrives at the apartment of her nicely settled younger sister Stella, Amanda Catania, and her blue-collar husband Stanley Kowalski, Matt Holtzfiend. Quickly, we learn that Blanche is fresh from watching the dissolution of the family's Mississippi estate, and later that she's been dismissed from her teaching job over an affair with a 17-year-old student. Stella has settled into life with the rough Stanley. It's a passionate relationship that frequently involves simply accepting that arguments may go beyond words to blows. Their relationship is echoed by that of their upstairs neighbors, their landlord, Eunice, Connie Shakalis, and her husband, Steve Heise, a poker-playing buddy of Stanley's. There's plenty of yelling and real physical conflict in Streetcar. While trying to navigate the ups and downs at Stanley and Stella's apartment, Blanche looks for a port in the storm and seeks to woo Mitch, Vincent Tenenti, a former army buddy of Stanley's. Blanche works hard to play the untouched Southern belle, and only Stanley's research into her less-than-belle-like past breaks things up. As Stella is in the hospital giving birth, Stanley and Blanche really have it out, going all the way verbally and perhaps physically. Blanche, whose grasp on reality has been shaky, loses it, and we have the finale as Blanche, taking the arm of the doctor who's taking her to a mental institution, says, "I have always depended on the kindness of strangers." Carrie Lee Patterson as Blanche does a fine job as the edgily nervous Blanche. She handles the wonderful poetry of Tennessee Williams' set speeches so eloquently that I'm hearing some of them 2 days afterwards. Matt Holtzfiend is ever the hair-trigger brute of Stanley Kowalski. In his own way, he's as nervously defensive of his territory as is Blanche. Amanda Catania's Stella is her own character, and yet also a sail that's blown from side to side by these two powerful personalities. Vincent Tenenti was always on as the sensitive Mitch, who's actually turned into a bit of a 19th-century beau by the wooing of Stella. It's a complex role, and Mitch is both angry and sad when the knowledge of Blanche's past from Stanley destroys the illusion. The Cardinal Stage Company, a production of Tennessee Williams' classic, is a very satisfying and rich production, a good opportunity for first-timers to cross it off their bucket lists. And for those of us revisiting the play, I think we'll find that especially as Carrie Lee Patterson plays her, Blanche is more of a figure to pity and to understand than to condemn. Her sexual past isn't quite as shocking as it probably was in 1947, and perhaps even when we first saw it. I think we're probably a good deal less understanding of Stanley's role as a macho man, a wife abuser, and a beater. Although, and I add this just as a footnote, there are no details about what Stanley's role in the Army was, but perhaps today we do wonder about post-traumatic stress disorder. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire continues through November 23rd. At WFIU.org, you can find this review and an interview with Blanche and Stella. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.